Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to JSW Cement Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2026, hosted by PhillipCapital India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vaibhav Agarwal from PhillipCapital India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Danish, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of PhillipCapital India Private Limited, we welcome you to the Q4 and FY26 call of JSW Cement Limited. On the call from JSW Cement, we have with us Mr. Neelesh Narvekar, Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Narinder Singh Kahlon, Director of Finance and Commercial and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Hitendra Jariwala, Chief Marketing Officer, and Mr. Kunal Mukherjee, Head Investor Relations. I would like to mention on behalf of JSW Cement Limited and its management that certain statements that may be made or discussed on this conference call may be forward-looking statements based on current management expectations and also something that relates to future expected business developments by JSW Cement management. Such statements are subject to a number of risks, uncertainties, and other important factors which may cause the actual developments and results to differ materially from any management projection made on this call. JSW Cement Limited and the management of the company assumes no obligation to publicly update or alter these forward-looking statements, whether as a result of any new business development information or future event or otherwise. Also, participants can download a copy of JSW Cement's Q4 and FY26 result presentation from the company website or stock exchanges. I will now hand over the floor to the management of JSW Cement for their opening remarks, which will be thereafter followed by an interactive Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Vaibhav. Good evening to all, and welcome to the Q4 and FY26 earnings call of JSW Cement. I trust all of you have had the chance to review the results, the press release, and the investor presentation, which we uploaded a while back. With this, I will hand over the call to Mr. Neelesh Narvekar to take this forward.
Thank you, Kunal, and good evening to all. I would like to start by looking back at FY26, which has been a landmark year for JSW Cement. Needless to say, the company listed in August 2025, which in itself is a major milestone for what is one of the youngest cement companies in India. We're even more proud that we have delivered on the key promise regarding our entry into the northern part of India. Very pleased to highlight that our integrated plant at Nagaur in Rajasthan, comprising of 3.3 million tons of clinker and 2.5 million tons of grinding capacity, started commercial operations in March 2026. This plant is being put up and is intended to serve the company's launchpad, basically company's markets, which we intend to access in the northern part of India, which is Rajasthan and Haryana primarily. We are very encouraged by the response we've received from the dealers and the customers so far. JSW Cement has a proven track record of delivering very strong CAGR of capacity, volumes, and earnings in the past decade, and our aim is to continue to deliver on this growth trajectory in the coming years as well. A few thoughts on the Indian economy, which we've outlined in our presentation as well. Stepping back a bit, we continue to remain optimistic on the Indian economy. The country's medium-term growth story remains intact, with RBI and other international agencies forecasting a strong growth in FY27 and beyond. As the economy grows, the country will continue to need substantial investments in infrastructure, urban and rural housing, roads, railways, airports, etc., which will underpin the demand for cement. Having said that, as all of you know, the West Asia crisis brings with it certain issues for the cement industry, namely packing bags, imported fuel, and more recently, the petrol and diesel costs have gone up. This creates a near-term uncertainty for overall economic growth and for the demand outlook for cement industry as a whole. We, as a team, we are carefully monitoring the situation, tightening our belts wherever necessary and possible, and of course, we're prepared to react quickly and be nimble in what is a fast-changing environment. The demand environment in April 2026 has been relatively soft due to the inflationary pressures arising from the Middle East war situation. To add to that, shortage of labor and impact of elections in some of our key states, key markets of Tamil Nadu, Kerala and Bengal have played out. But we continue to be optimistic from here on with the activity coming as coming back to normal. Let me now list a few operational highlights for quarter 4 FY26. On volumes, our total sales volume in quarter 4 FY26 increased by 7% YOY to 3.99 million tons. On a product level, cement volume sold was 2.35 million tons, increased by 12% YOY. We continue to deliver higher than industry growth rates. GGBS volume sold was 1.57 million tons, increased by 5.4% YOY. Slightly lower growth in this quarter than you would have seen in previous quarters. And I would like to point out that the GGBS volume growth in the FY26 overall was still at a robust 12% YOY. During quarter four, however, there were some temporary slack availability issues of the Dolvi unit, as a result of which we had to reroute supplies to certain markets, certain of these markets that Dolvi would serve from our Vijayanagar plant. And this, of course, had an impact. And, of course, additionally, some of the RMC sites were closed in the western region early in the quarter due to pollution concerns. To summarize, we believe these disruptions are behind us and volumes are rising from mid-May post-election and we're getting back on track. On product ASP, cement realizations for quarter 4 FY26 was at 4673 per ton, increase of 4.8% quarter on quarter, with increases across all regions that we operate in. GGBS realization for quarter 4 FY26 was at 3682 per ton, slight improvement over quarter on quarter basis. Within cement, the trade mix improved to 51% versus 47% in Q3. Our clinker to cement factor remained one of the lowest in the industry at 51% in quarter 4 FY26. Lead distance has increased in quarter 4 FY26, primarily due to the GGBS dispatch alignment which we had to undertake because of from the Dolvi plant to the Vijayanagar plant, which I have just highlighted earlier. Another point to highlight is the industry best ESG profile, with JSW Cement having the lowest carbon dioxide emission intensity in the industry. The number was 268 kgs of carbon dioxide per ton of cementitious for FY26. I would also like to briefly update on our capacity expansion program. At Nagaur, work has substantially advanced on the additional 1 million ton grinding and waste heat recovery, and the commissioning is expected in the next few months. So we will have 3.5 million ton per annum grinding capacity at Nagaur very soon. As you will have seen in our investor presentation, the board has approved an additional 2.5 million ton cement grinding capacity at Nagaur, taking the total grinding capacity at Nagaur to 6 million ton per annum. Let me explain the thinking behind it. As we were reviewing, we were seeing delays with regard to getting the EC at Mansa in Punjab. And so actually with this view and with the view to enhance the Nagaur clinker utilization, we've chosen to add another grinding capacity at Nagaur at this point in time. The estimated investment for this project is 430 crores and this unit is expected to commission by quarter 4 of FY28. The remaining capacity expansion plan remains on track and will take the company to a grinding capacity of 46 million ton per annum with a clinker of 13.04 million ton per annum. With this, let me hand over to Narendra Singh to take you through the key financial highlights.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. Yeah, hi, good evening. I'll summarize the performance for Q4 as well as FY26. Firstly, in terms of our Q4-26 performance, the revenue was 1,895 crores. That's an increase of 11% year-on-year. Our operating EBITDA during the quarter improved by 46% year-on-year and was 365 crores. That's about 916 rupees a ton for Q4, an improvement of 36% over last year. This operating EBITDA improvement was driven by a combination of better volumes, improvement in cement realization, as well as better control over both variable and fixed costs. Our operating EBITDA margin was 19.3% in Q4 26, which is a jump of 460 bps versus the same quarter last year. Total EBITDA including other income was 386 crores, an increase of 42% year on year. I would also like to highlight a few points in our Q4 26 costs. First, as you all must be knowing, the rupee depreciated a lot against the dollar in Q4, and this sharp devaluation amounted to a net of 13.5 crores. And adjusting for this, we have delivered operating EBITDA of 378 crores, or about 950 rupees a ton. Second, as you would appreciate, we have been spending heavily on in our north on manpower and marketing, including TV, print, holding, etc. Such costs amounting to approximately 23 odd crores for Q4 are a part of the employee and other expense heads, and we have not capitalized those. And keep in mind, the commercial operations for a Nagaur plant started only on 30th of March 2026. PBT was 219 crores in the quarter, including positive contribution of rupees 6 crores from our Fujairah JV. PAT for the quarter was 362 crores. Here I would highlight that the tax expense for Q4 26 includes the one-time benefit of reduction in deferred tax liability. The number is 211 odd crores. Consequent to the company's decision to adopt the new tax regime from FY27 onwards. In terms of the major cost elements in the quarter, raw material and power and fuel showed slight increase quarter-on-quarter basis, primarily due to increase in the interplant transfer of raw material, mainly slag, and higher share of cement in the quarter. Blended fuel cost, rupee per kcal, for the quarter was stable at 1.49, and this is similar to what it was in the previous quarter. Logistics, the lead distance increased by 16 kilometers quarter on quarter, and this resulted in increase of logistic cost by about 6% quarter on quarter. This increase in lead was primarily due to the GGBS dispatch realignment between plants, which I highlighted earlier. Now moving to the FY26 financial performance, the sales volume increased by 11% year-on-year to 13.96 million tons, with cement and GGBS volume increasing 9% and 12% respectively. Revenue was 6,512 odd crores, an increase of 12% year-on-year. Operating EBITDA, including the effect of rupee depreciation, that's 1,240 odd crores, a 44% year-on-year jump, equating to 888 rupees a ton for the year. Total EBITDA including other income was 1,393 crores for the year. Adjusted PAT, which we define as PAT excluding the non-cash expense incurred on conversion of CCPS prior to the IPO, which we had briefed all of you during our past calls. So the adjusted PAT was 668 crores for the year. Based on this adjusted profit after tax for the year, the board has recommended a dividend of 50 paisa per equity share, of face value 10 rupees each, and this is subject to the approval by the shareholders at the AGM. In terms of balance sheet, the net debt was 3,635 crores as on 31st of March. This includes capex, including maintenance capex of 506 crores and 1,962 odd crores respectively, which was in line with the guidance we had given at the start of the year. Finally, I would like to thank all of you for your support in our first year as a listed company, and we will now be happy to address your questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Siddharth Malhotra from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a good set of results. Sir, just wanted to know your thoughts on the industry demand as well as how we see our growth within that, especially in the context that a few of our peers have highlighted slowing demand conditions and we have a new plant in a new region. So how do we sort of build in industry growth and within that our growth in particular?
Yeah. So, I mean, specifically with respect to Q4, as I've mentioned, the industry in our markets, the growth was 8% YOY. And the cement volumes grew 12% in the same space, resulting, of course, in the geography that we operate in, is the is basically increasing market share. Now, specifically in April, the demand was a bit soft. Of course, inflationary pressures being one, and of course, shortage of labor, the labor migrating from the respective states to back to their home states for the election across three of our primary states of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, and Bengal, which has impacted the volumes in April. We're seeing the situation improve in May, I think, normalizing, and we expect that to come back normal.
So on a YOY basis, you would sort of expect in line with GDP growth, perhaps higher?
So in FY27, what we forecasted is our performance would be in the mid-teens. I think that's the guidance that we'd given, mid-teens to high-teens. And we maintain our stance on that. This number is excluding the north. And we are actually working towards hitting that.
Okay, mid to high teens volume growth, excluding the north, and any sort of ramp up guidance for the north plant in particular.
So it's been our first full month of operation, and there's been good acceptance of our of the product. We've been positioned in the A category brand. And the way it is stacking up and the way it is ramping up, we're pretty excited about our performance. The guidance that we had given was a 50 to 60% utilization for the full year. Since it's the first month of operation, I think we'll be in a better position and a little more confident. You guys also be a little more confident of our performance end of Q1. That's when we'll discuss the numbers in a little more detail. But we maintain our guidance of 50 to 60% utilization for the full year of 2.5 million ton grinding capacity.
Understood. The second question, what is our capex guidance for say the next few years, and in particular if you could also highlight what capex has been spent on the Rajasthan plant till date?
Yeah.
Well, as far as the guidance for FY27 and 28 are concerned, we intend to spend about 2,300 odd crores in FY27 and about 2,200 in FY28. So this is the guidance we are giving as far as the capex is concerned. Answering your question on the amount that we have spent in Nagaur, we have already done about 2,400 on crores.
Understood. And this is out of the total capex cost of the revised number.
Yeah, so the total is 3,500 odd crores, including the 1 million additional grinding.
Okay, and the 430 comes on top of it, right?
Yeah, that's on top of it.
Understood, sir. This is very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one in order to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Harsh Mittal from Emkay Global Financial Service. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening to the management. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the GGBS. So we saw around 5% YOY growth in this quarter. Just wanted to understand, given that in quarter four, there was a good buoyancy in the institutional business, it seems to be have underperformed compared to the cement business. So any reason for the same, sir?
Yeah, so during my introductory narrative that I put forward, I specifically mentioned about that there was slag availability related challenges at Dolvi, which served the western region for us, and about 1.2 lakh tons of volumes is what got impacted. While we tried to cover up through resourcing it from Vijayanagar plant, but we did lose the demand. Now, on top of it, what compounded the thing was, if you remember, there was a lot of pollution-related muscle wrapping which happened with the closure of RMC plants during that window. And that's our direct customer in terms of GEBS. Now, whatever slowdown that we saw in Jan and Feb, we saw a recovery in March, and we expect this number to go positive going forward in this starting May.
Sure, sir. So my second question is a bookkeeping question. What was the total clinker production in FY26 and the clinker sold in the UAE geography?
FY26
clinker production, total clinker production.
Sorry, so total clinker production in India is 4.1.
This quarter four.
You're asking for the quarter.
So for the full year, FY26. Full year FY26.
Just a second.
No, that's okay. Total clinker production in Nandyal and Shiva is 3.74 million.
3.72 million. This is for FY26, right?
3.74 in FY26.
Okay.
And in Fujairah, we produced 2.62 million.
0.62 million. And sir, how much have we sold there? Because we have, we do sell there in that geography as well, and then we kind of buy it in Dolvi from them. So what is that?
That being a JV, so we sold, so we don't capture it. I really don't have the days numbers readily available with me. But okay. The total clinker that we sold there was about 2.59 million.
2.59.
Yeah, that includes what was sold to India operations.
Got it. Thank you, sir. These are my questions.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one in order to ask a question. Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Pulkit Patni from Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for taking my questions. I have a couple. After the expansion that you've announced further in Rajasthan, which will take your capacity over 6, where does the additional clinker for your Punjab plant get sourced as and when the approvals and permissions come through in the Punjab plant? That's question number one.
Yeah, should I answer? Are you?
Yes, please. No, please go ahead. I'll ask the second one.
So, you have a very valid question. See, the current 6 million that we are going to have in Rajasthan, that will consume the entire clinker, 3.3 million that's getting produced today in Rajasthan. So, the moment we have the EC in place, we will probably have to start thinking on putting up a second line in Rajasthan. And that decision is not yet taken. But of course, that's the only solution.
Sure, that's clear. So my second question...
Just keep in mind that we have more than 600 million of limestone reserves with us in four limestone blocks. And we have enough land and all the approvals in place to put up probably three lines, 10,000 TPD each. So that much we can do there. But yes, as I said, because Punjab is getting a bit delayed, it's not going to come up by FY28, which we had intimated earlier. This would definitely get shifted. Please keep in mind that there are elections due in Punjab sometimes in Feb next year. So things are a bit slow on the government side. So we expect this EC to be a bit delayed. As and when that happens, we will take a call on the second line probably in Rajasthan.
Sure. So that is clear. So my second question is, so fair to assume that in this particular quarter that you reported, there is no volume contribution coming from Rajasthan. There is no cost related to Rajasthan except the 23 crore of promotion and other expenses, which you said you have not capitalized, but you have taken it in the P&L. Is that the right understanding?
Yes. Very small revenue, very, very small number, because 30th March is when we capitalized, we announced the COD. So whatever revenue is there is the sales that would have happened in the last 2 days of the year, but the number is very small.
But you're just curious to understand, why would you then not capitalize this promotion cost and other cost and take it to P&L? I mean, just curious to understand.
The practices vary. Some people prefer capitalizing, but we prefer not doing things which are against the stated accounting norms. Not everything can be capitalized, like branding spend, etc., is something that cannot be capitalized. So that's rooted accounting policies that we follow, and hence we preferred charging them off.
Okay, very clear. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. You may press star in one to ask a question. The next question comes from the line of Pratik Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. My first question is on your cost savings. We talked about like 400 million ton, like I think 1 year back or 1.5 year back. So how much of that is now realized, and how do we stand there for the remaining savings?
Yeah. So we've achieved about more than 50% of what we had forecasted across the various levers that we mentioned. We expect in FY27 another, for that number to jump up to close to 25% more to be added across power cost, logistics, and premiumization primarily. And within power cost, it's primarily going to be our green energy thrust, which is going to take it up from the current numbers that you see probably for FY26 at around 24%, all the way up to 63% and beyond.
Instead of percentage, can you highlight numbers out of the, so basically you are saying 100 rupees savings in FY27 and 100 remaining in FY28. Is that, what does that mean?
Yes, around 100 rupees in FY27 and the balance would be FY28. And if I was to give you across power cost, logistics, and premiumization, broadly around 69, 70 rupees, on power, around 36% in logistics, and around 4% in NSR.
Okay, and this is related to that your total by total cost, right? Not like particularly related to cement. Is that correct understanding?
No, this is on cement. If you want to take it at a company level, you'll have to weight it on the volume.
But some benefit of power will definitely flow to GGBS also.
Yes.
That's not considered as part of overhead.
So at cement level, it'll probably be 50-75 rupees. Oh, sorry, at total company level, 50-75 rupees for this year and maybe similar next year.
That's right.
Yeah.
75.
Yeah. Okay. Other question on tax regime, new tax regime assumption from this year. So next year onwards, we should assume 25% tax rate for our modeling purpose.
Yes.
Lastly, on your dealer strategy in North India, so what do you think you have targeted, like the multi-dealers, multi-brand dealers in North, or like you have used your some of your JSW Steel dealers expanding their scope of work to cement, or yeah, can you comment something on that, Ryan?
Let me take that question. This is Dhariwala here. Our strategy in the North and the dealer expansion and onboarding has, as of now, been core cement dealers, with approximately 25% of them being exclusive dealers for us and 75% being multi-brand dealers. This is across Haryana and Rajasthan. And we have, as of now, not yet leveraged on the strength of steel. Very few number of dealers from steel have onboarded in this entire lot of 1,000 dealers. We are yet to embark on that journey for taking help from the steel network and the paint network in the North.
Thank you. These are my questions.
Thank you. You may press star and one in order to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Yeah. So could you share some housekeeping numbers? What would be the RMC revenues in Q4, and what was the premium product sales share in Q4? And what would be the incentives that you're targeting for FY 2027, flowing through revenues?
So RMC revenue during the quarter was 184 crores.
Okay.
And for the year is about 574.
Sorry, missed your number.
So for the year, RMC revenue is 574 crores.
Okay.
And for the quarter, it was 184 crores.
Understood.
Yeah.
Incentive accrued in this quarter through P&L?
Incentive accrued is a very small number. It's only 3.47 crores in the quarter.
And for the Nagaur plant next year, what is the expected distribution on full year basis?
Come again?
For the Rajasthan plant. Yeah, incentives. So what you're targeting?
So Rajasthan, we have, we will be accruing the incentive as approved by the state. It's going to be 50 crores towards the capital subsidy. And there will be some number on electricity duty waiver.
Okay. Will this flow through your revenue or?
Revenue.
Understood. Understood. And sir, on the CapEx, what is the guidance for full year, FY 2027 you're looking at?
2,300 odd crores.
2,300. And the Dubai grinding unit, UAE grinding unit will be operational by end of FY 2027. Is this understanding correct?
No, because of this war, it's delayed by a month, so we are hoping by April end that should be.
Okay.
2027.
Understood. Right. The last question on the GGBS, given the steel prices have shot up by more than 20%, how is your GGBS cost and your margin getting impacted, selling price and margins getting impacted in Q1?
No, for us, the slag prices, we are governed by a contract. This is a five-year contract where there's a mechanism every two and a half years the price discovery will happen. Please keep in mind that slag prices from most of these other sources outside India are today quite low. The reason being that the freights are very high. Even today while I was speaking, there's an inquiry from UAE looking for some slag out of India. Now, when I was doing some comparison, the landed cost of slag in UAE out of China is about $36-$37 CFR. The freight is in excess of $32-$33, even $34. FOB out of China is today anywhere $3-$5. We are not seeing a situation where slag prices are going to go up very high. Of course, JSW Steel is free to do a price discovery every two and a half years of the contract. Our contract started from October 2024. Whenever that two and a half years is over, they will be doing a price discovery. There is a mechanism, so we'll get back to you on that once that happens.
Understood. Your selling prices can move in line with the market pricing, and would that mean that you will have a windfall gain for next few months or next few quarters?
No. For us also, it's not that just because steel prices have gone up, GGBS prices are going to go up. They probably have no correlation. While when we sell to our customers who are primarily RMC buyers.
Right.
RMC manufacturers. RMC guy will look at a design mix and compare the cost between OPC, GGBS and OPC fly ash. It's not that I'm going to get a windfall. Windfall can only come if OPC prices go through the roof. Probably that's a situation where we would be doing that. That's still some time to go before such a situation happens. We'll wait and watch. Today, answering you directly, there's not going to be any windfall just because steel prices are up.
Great. That's nice.
Coming to your last question on the premium cement.
Yeah.
Our overall volume was about 52% during the quarter.
Oh, during the quarter. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. Final reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Raghav Maheshwari from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Congratulations, sir, on a good set of results. Just wanted to understand that, just one thing want to understand that 23 crore which we spent on Nagaur or the north operation, is it a one time? How much is in the percentage is the one time in this, or is it a regular expense which we incurred but the revenue is not booked because we have the done for day sales for only?
Raghav, this you can consider it one time, but it is not one time. It's going to be a regular expense because most of it has gone towards coding and branding, et cetera. This is a routine affair that we'll have to follow every probably wherever we have put up the hoardings outside the shops. They may need to be replaced every two years, three years probably. Yes, these are routine expenses which we'll be have to incur if the branding has to happen.
Is it fair to assume against this expenditure, we have not booked any revenue, major revenue or the profitability in the last quarter? Is it the correct understanding because of the last, it started the operations, it started the last?
Yes, you are very correct. As I stated earlier, 30th March is when we announced the COD, and the sales were very small number. even if there is a revenue, the revenue may be maybe a couple of crores, that's it.
Got it. Basically, we can consider this is like the one time because we have cut down our main EBITDA due to the non-revenue booking for the same operations.
Yeah.
And sir, just last one question from the UAE side. One grinding unit which we announced into the our subsidiary. So what is the understanding? Is the volume coming for the cements will come into the main JSW cements, our revenue and EBITDA will come into the consol one, and the JV will continue selling at their clinker, whatever the clinker spare they will remaining other than this one grinding unit requirement. Is it the understanding correct?
Yes, so JV will continue to sell as it does business today. It may be selling and it will sell probably clinker to the grinding unit, whatever the grinding unit's requirements are. That transaction will happen at arm's length. And when it is about the subsidiary, this grinding unit, the entire number gets consolidated into the parent.
And sir, any plans to merge that JV into the consolidation?
Not as of now. Probably going forward in next 2-3 years, we will have a look. Because there is a financial investor sitting there, we will have to provide exit to him. There's some time to go, but we'll take that call maybe a couple of years down the line sometime.
Thanks, sir. Got it. Thanks. All the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Gaurav Jain from ICICI Bank. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. It's not bank, it's mutual fund. Thank you for the opportunity. So just one question from my side. On this pollution issue in some cities of Western India and subsequent closure of RMC units, is that issue completely behind or do you still see some impact of that?
This was mainly on account of the aggregate manufacturers and the RMC plants. So it started off with Bombay, where it is well behind us now. Majority of the RMC plants, commercial plants, as well as the dedicated plants are all online and everything is behind us. Pune, which started in the last week of March and extended up to the end of April, even that is behind us now, and all the RMC plants across are up and running now. So it is well behind us.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Rajesh Ravi with HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, on this UAE grinding unit, just wanted to understand the flow of things. When this plant is operational, it will source the clinker from the JV clinker unit which you have over there. Now, what we understand, that unit is selling approximately 1 million ton in open markets, which is not consolidated in our, and the remaining around 1 million ton or something like that, they ship to India, which is booked into, which is used in India. Is this understanding correct? And how will this change when this grinding unit is operational?
No, your understanding is correct. Probably the numbers are a bit off.
Okay.
So like I stated earlier, we sold about 2.6 million tons in UAE in out of that unit last year. And probably 2 million odd is what would have got sold there itself.
Okay.
Balance now plus minus something has come to India. Okay. Now the production, that unit runs almost 100% plus every year since inception. So it will still continue to produce about 2.6.
Yeah, sorry sir, missed your last point. You mentioned around 2.6 we operate utilization and 0.6 odd was shipped to India, sold to India.
Right. Now, as we speak, see that plant runs at full capacity.
Right.
It is producing more than its rated capacity, nameplate capacity. Now, as we speak, see for the current year, I have clinker tied out of Japanese source at fixed price, and this price we had fixed before the war.
Now, for me, today that's the best case scenario, a very, very advantageous situation compared to the others, because even for me, the coal, whatever happens to coal prices, as far as the Japanese supplier is concerned, the price is locked. Now, when this UAE unit, the JV, is producing clinker 2.6, some volume is definitely going to come into India going forward also. A million odd would be, and slightly more than that, probably a million and a half would get sold to the grinding unit from the JV in UAE, and the balance would be sold to third parties.
Understood, understood. That makes it clear that from, in terms of clinker availability, there won't be any issue at the UAE
no.
unit.
So just if I have to make it known to all of you, this war situation, though it continues there and there's a lot of uncertainty around it, for me, as far as getting clinker for Dolvi unit, till December of this year, I am sorted. I have enough clinker tied up from other sources at fixed price.
Yes, sir.
And this fixed price is pre-war.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take the last question from Raghav Maheshwari with Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
So just last one thing. Can you please tell full year GGBS realization per ton and the gray cement realization per ton number?
Just a second.
Full year, this is for quarter.
Right.
Yeah, the full year GGBS realization is 3683 per ton. FY26.
And sir, for a grey cement?
4667 per ton.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would like to hand the conference over to Vaibhav Agarwal for closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Sir, so just one question. You said that in Punjab, there could be a delay in terms of the grinding expansion of what you are kind of envisaging in that market. So is the Rajasthan announcement basically to compensate for the delay, or what is the thought process? Because how can one read that? Hello?
Yes, you're right. Because of the uncertainty around the timelines for the Punjab grinding unit and that leading to suboptimal operations of the kiln, so the clinkerization line, impacting performance, as collectively as a management unit, we believe this is the most prudent thing to do. And one unit, we're just setting it up here and ensuring it stacks up for the entire sale, and we have all the benefits of setting it up here at a much lesser capex, plus it coming up 1 year in advance if you were to start setting it up there. So in all aspects, it does stack up more favorably. Hence, that's what it is.
Right. So that's what actually, sir, I also kind of anticipated. But and second question was on the call also, Gaurav asked from ICICI Prudential Mutual Fund that regarding the ban on the or the restrictions on the RMC units in Maharashtra, now that you said that that's behind us. So as far as GGBS is concerned, are we looking at the original guidance, or we are looking, is there any change? Does the impact our annual guidance in any ways, or do we anticipate this issue to crop up again, or any change there in your just wanted to check that.
No, we hold on to our original guidance.
Okay.
These are temporary blips, and this will continue.
So we probably are targeting kind of 7 million tons of volumes of GGBS this year. Is that fair from over 6.5 million tons of volume from GGBS?
Yes, around the same.
Just last thing, sir, our capacity guidance stays intact. There is no change, because obviously there were this minor changes would be there because of the Punjab thing, but the broader guidance of touching the 43 million ton mark by FY30 remains intact, right?
Yes,
so we are just replacing Punjab, which was 2.75, with 2.5 of Rajasthan.
Yeah.
That's the only change.
So that's the only change. That's just 0.25. Nothing, no major change. So 43.5 guidance for FY30 remains intact. That's what I'm reconfirming.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. These are my questions. We don't have any further questions from participants. On behalf of Philip Capital, I would like to thank the manager of JSW Cement for the call, and also many thanks to the participants for joining the call. Thank you very much, sir. Danish will now conclude the call. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, team. On behalf of Philip Capital India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.